could be a super vaccine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A new one-shot version that's been developed in a military lab. Fox's Evan Brown has details live.
As Dave, military doctors at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research say their early studies into a pan-coronavirus vaccine are, at this point, fruitful. Preclinical studies published by the researchers show promise for a vaccine that not only jumpstarts immunity for existing SARS coronavirus strains, but would work against future yet-to-be-discovered variants. A Phase 1 human study began in April of this year, the results of which could be made public before the year's end, Dave.
No, Evan, the CDC says we're on track for the deadliest year on record in the U.S. because of COVID.
If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned.
As the Omicron variant causes cases to spike.
I don't think anybody anticipated that this was going to be as rapidly spreading as it did.
Not anticipated either. The run on COVID tests before the holidays, they are hard to get right now. Store shelves are bare. Lines for in-person tests are hours long.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. President Biden says they're working to open new test sites and readying a half billion at-home test kits to send out. A lot of those long lines are in New York seeing record cases, but it's still a big travel destination ahead of New Year's Eve. And for now, that Times Square celebration is still scheduled.
AAA estimates nearly three times as many people are going to be flying this Christmas compared to last. Some airlines could face a staffing shortage resulting from the CDC guidelines calling for a 10-day isolation period for those infected, even though vaccinated.
Fox's David Lee Miller. It's back to deliberations for a Minnesota jury a day after signaling they may be deadlocked, deciding if ex-police officer Kim Potter is guilty of manslaughter. She tearfully testified she shot Dante Wright, thinking the gun in her hand was her taser. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade tech. Save big on the latest computers featuring Windows 11 Pro that easily automate workflows. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and top-brand electronics with savings up to 45% and all with free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor to help you transform your digital workspaces with comprehensive end-to-end solutions. Find the right tech for your business needs at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's two-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. Cancer Screen Quiz.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
This is the news in 60 seconds. YumaDailyNews.com. COVID-19 cases are going down across Arizona this week. The health department currently reports no deaths as of Monday. The pandemic is keeping the pressure on the state's healthcare system. COVID-19 patients accounted for 28% of all hospitalizations and 41% of Arizonans in intensive care for the second day in a row. The ICU rate is the highest since the pandemic first hit Arizona nearly 2 years ago. San Luis High School alum and now college student Jonathan Villanueva has earned a Dean's Award with distinction at Colgate University in New York. Read more, YumaDailyNews.com. San Luis Police Department participated in this year's Shop with a Cop. Children were assisted by local first responders while they went on a shopping spree in their local Walmart. You can read more about this fun, exciting event that they do annually, YumaDailyNews.com. Follow us on Facebook, Yuma Daily News. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, in studio we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning we have Trevor Umfress from Amberley's Place. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And you guys have something fun coming up next week, right?
We do. Thanks to our lovely board member, Jeff Bird. He wants to help bring in the new year with $1 million, a hole-in-one shootout. So it's always a lot of fun. We hope that people show up, have some fun, and hopefully it gives our friends and colleagues a chance to free their home of loved ones who maybe overwelcome their stay, or maybe just want to have some peace and quiet, maybe need some wine. Hey, I need a detox. You've been here too long. We'll go hit some golf balls and then come back, and then we'll be good again.
I'm just thinking about that. I'm like, you know what? I just asked my husband if he wanted to go do it. Maybe that was the reason, right?
It's kind of a win-win because we always do it after Christmas and until New Year's Eve itself. And we, by doing it, we figure there's family in, people are traveling, so that way those who are local, those who are visiting, have a great chance to tee it up for the kids. You know, $10 is 12 balls. And then we take the top four qualifiers of each day, and they move on to the final round. And then we'll have 25 contestants New Year's Eve at 3 p.m. Trying to get a hole-in-one. And if someone gets that, or if multiple people get that, they'll get a nice little check, a little annuity, $1 million annuity, which who wouldn't like to receive that cash flow for?
I'd take it, you know, actually, but I don't have the golf skills that would make me an obvious winner.
You know, I think it's just getting it nearby. It's getting it nearby, and the other part is just let it balance and let the roll the dice and see what happens. That's what it's all about. And plus, it's fun. It's a great way to get out, enjoy the weather. We have awesome weather right now. I mean, yes. This is winter. Sign me up 24/7, and you know, enjoy some fresh air and support a great nonprofit. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So how exactly do I need to sign up in advance? I mean, I'm a little lost as to can I just show up?
Yeah. You can just show up to the Desert Hills Par 3 Golf Course on 32nd Street and Avenue A. You'll see the driving range there. They'll have a special hole made for us. You'll see our giant banner, our van.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the service vehicle from Alexander Ford and their concession stand. And by the way, this is all thanks to Alexander Ford. They cover the insurance package for this annuity. You show up. Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., cash, check, credit card, we take it all.
And barter system, you name it.
You attend as many times as you want. And if you maybe qualify in the morning, and we'll keep updating Facebook and all that, and you qualify in the morning, but maybe midday you're now knocked out of the top four, you come back by in the afternoon, hit some more bucket of balls, and make sure you get in that spot.
Yeah.
And then on the day of, on the Friday the 31st, from 9 to 1, you have a chance to qualify. Or stop by Alexander Ford. Talk with them, do some test driving, and be entered as well into a contest to possibly win a go straight to the shootout itself. Or maybe you're not a golfer and you win that. There's still a great way for you to participate. And even tonight at the mixer at First Bank Yuma, they'll be giving away a ticket.
Wait a minute, there's a mixer tonight?
There is.
Yes, there is.
Did you not sign up?
I don't have it on my calendar. Do I need to have a vaccination record?
Just be part of the Amberley's Place team. You'll get in. Don't worry.
Yeah. or you might know some people that didn't get you. always looking for an advantage. Is everybody going from the same place, or is there a men's tee and a women's tee?
No, if it's all the same, it's our tryouts or our qualifying is only 100 yards.
It's
easy peasy. Nice little wedge. Lock it up there. And then for the $1 million itself, is 165 yards.
Okay.
Drew is making a custom tee box for us on hole number 9.
Okay.
At Desert Hills. And it's a long hole number 9, but we're only going to be 165 out, straight shot, no hazards, no water like we normally do over 17.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it takes away that messing with your mind game.
Mm-hmm.
Just tee it up, 165, bring whatever club of your choice at 165.
Yeah, that one's a straight shot.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we're hoping that it makes it more fun, more enjoyable. And plus, Jeff Bird decided to collaborate with some friends, and we're kind of do a little bit of side betting going on. We could do, you know, best of show, first, second, third, kind of like horse racing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can make side wagers on who we think is going to place best the day of the event and go from there as well. So it's going to be fun. I mean, there'd be music. There'd be adult beverages. There'd also be child beverages for those who come.
Child
children.
Beverages.
Child beverages.
But mainly adult beverages, and just a lot of fun supporting a great cause when it comes down to it.
Well, I don't know. I golf better after a couple of adult beverages, so that probably will help, right?
Usually everybody does.
No, that's
better.
What most people think.
That's what most people think.
No, it's running the limit. It's having one or two to loosen up the joints and stopping.
It's like people saying, I drive better after. No, you don't.
No, I definitely don't drive better after. You just took this way sideways. No. Now I forgot what I was going to ask.
And by the way, we do not condone drinking and driving.
No, we do not.
We do not.
Keep the holiday safe, guys. Get an Uber. Get a taxi.
Yeah, you'll get to meet the sheriff.
I've met him, and much friendlier terms than it would be if I did the other, so I think I'll stick with him.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. Yeah,
exactly, no. I don't want to be on his bedside. So adult beverages, children's beverages, $10 for a bucket.
$10 for a bucket, and you get 12 balls per bucket. And the whole reason why we're doing this is just to help generate more funds for Amber's Place. So we're a local family advocacy center. We assist over 3,000 victims of abuse annually.
You know, I know we've been in the COVID thing and we've been, weird times and all that. I imagine your business is still booming.
Sadly, we are more busy than normal.
That was my question.
And normally, Decembers are very low-key months because people don't want to report. Because by reporting the abuse, it messes with the holidays, it messes with Thanksgiving, it messes with Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, honestly, this entire month's been a blur. It's been a blur. Our advocates are 24/7, 365, and this month they just can't catch a break. Where we have people trying to take vacations, but it's not feasible because the demand's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 24/7 lights are staying on because there's a case in the center. There's stuff going on, which is great. People are making reports.
Yeah.
They're being a voice for those in need, but it's wretched as that.
And it just extra pressures from the COVID. I mean, extra financial pressures, extra... What, pressures from being home and staying with each other? I don't know.
When you take away people who are a voice for those, and you take away the teachers, the referees, the interaction with the children, who's making those reports? They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight, millions of people who are usually mandate reporters will speak up for the children. And then you have the interaction with your friends. You no longer have that. And then you have the stress of finances and the pandemic and the what ifs. So you don't have that way to release that. So you just...
Well,
unfortunately, release it.
And we know it's caused a great amount of depression, a great amount of anxiety throughout the entire country. We've got fear porn every day on the news. We've got this new wave. We're all going to die. And it's been horrible to our society. The cure has been horrible. We must shut down. We must wear a mask. We can't go out. We can't enjoy ourselves.
I think some people may question the terminology, that word, the cure, because...
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. One thing to be proud of, though, is out of 50 states, 49 states shut down. 49 states closed their doors to their family, to their child advocate centers, and we're not having victims come in because for fear of COVID, for fear of death, for fear of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Arizona was the only state during this entire pandemic that never locked their doors, never stopped serving, never stopped responding, never stopped being a voice for those in need. There's 24 centers in Arizona. That's pretty magnificent. And also, Amber's Place has still been a shining gold star for our entire nation going, no, pandemic or not, we have to be there. We know what we signed up for. We're running towards it. We're helping those children out.
Yeah, you're definitely a necessity. For me, at my work during the day, I was a non-essential. Not that you don't qualify for that. You need to take a break.
With that, we'll be back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Some clouds, eventually we'll get some rain, but right now the wet weather holds off until Friday. Today, partly cloudy, mild, 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 76.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
It is never too early to have your plans in place for next year. While many businesses will just try to make it through the holiday season, there are a select few who are preparing for next year right now. Will you be one of them? The top 10% who set themselves up for success? Or will you be like the other 90% who come to on or about March and scramble to piece together their strategy for the year? Tomorrow is always too late to get started. Take advantage of timing and your position in our marketplace right now at yumaadvertising.com.
Hi, I'm Russell McLeod with Accurate Automotive Attention.
And I'm Carrie Tater with Arizona's Children's Association. For children entering foster care, it's a very traumatic time, especially in emergency situations. That's where ASCA comes in. We want to provide them with a suitcase to carry their belongings instead of a usual trash bag. Imagine the difference to their self-esteem.
You are probably wondering what this has to do with Accurate Automotive. Please drop off a new or used suitcase to either of our locations. Imagine the difference you can make in these kids' lives.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repairs. Don't forget, we're
always on
terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have in studio Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
And we have Trevor Umfris from Amberley's Place. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Trevor, I had a question before we left on the break. So is December a normal uptick for you? I mean, we talked about the pandemic a little bit before.
No, normally November, December is actually a decrease for us normally.
Really?
We usually have a decrease for calls, and then come January, when kids go back to school, we have a huge uptick for calls. And yet, this year has been contrary to that. You know, we've actually had an increase. I mean, this year we provided more Thanksgiving baskets than normal. We've already supported, I think, 45, 50 families for Christmas this year. So everything's increasing tenfold. It's not just Yuma. It's across the entire state. We're seeing these increasing numbers. Increased DV, increased sexual assault, increased child abuse.
It's probably the whole country.
But not only increase, but increased severity. Like our Saints would see like one or two horrific cases a year.
Okay.
Now it's another Monday, another Tuesday. It's becoming normalized where it's a lot of vicarious trauma for our staff, for our team, because usually you only saw one or two wicked cases a year. Now it's this is our new norm, which is really tragic. It's not proper. And we're trying our best to collaborate, work through it, detox the affected situations with ourselves, with our team, but it's still overwhelming. It's still a lot to take on. And thus, you see more and more people in this type of field choosing to retire, choosing to different profession, because it's really hard to go home to your kids, your family, love and hug them, knowing that you just saw 5 minutes ago or 6 hours ago what you dealt with, or rolling up on a crime scene, a homicide, and it's like, how did we get to this point? But yeah, we have to be cheerful and happy because we're the hope for those individuals. We're that inspiration to move forward and become a victim and journey from victim to survivor to thriver. And if we're doom and gloom, it's not going to empower them. And that's the key part, is staying positive, staying optimistic, and empowering these individuals on that journey from victim to survivor.
Yeah. Tough deal. You've been doing this how long now, Trevor?
I've been doing it for a few days. I have 10 years with Amberley's Place, working with Amberley's Place, and then I also have 5 years representing our state of Arizona as the director of the Arizona Child and Family Advocacy Network.
Okay.
So I lobby on behalf of Yuma and everybody else for legislation to help protect victims. I didn't go to D.C. on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of days doing this, and still wet behind the ears. I'm learning.
Yeah.
And how do you take care of yourself?
You know, that's a really good question. At times I don't. I'll be fully honest.
Mm-hmm.
We're the best at telling you how to do things. At telling you, this will help you de-escalate. This will help you deal with your vicarious trauma. And sadly, when it comes to self-care, at times we're so busy, it's hard. Mm-hmm. For a while, my brother-in-law and I were golfing 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was majestic. Because it gave us that 1 hour a day to real fast drop by Ironwood Golf Course and do a quick nine holes and be done. And you just have that self-care. And now we're back the same way where we're just nonstop go, go, go. And it's really hard to care for yourself, eat healthy, eat clean, exercise.
Yeah.
I feel like the rabbit. You're juggling nonstop and you're always late.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good work, but it's really hard to then, I need my time. I need to separate and have my own personal time.
Now, with the COVID and all that, how was Amberley's affected? Were you under federal mandates at all? Or I know you get probably some grant money at some point.
We do get grant money, but because we are a nonprofit,
okay,
that's the key. Because we're a nonprofit, we're not dictated by government or by a city or by a county.
So you got to do what you thought was right and helpful and safe.
Correct. We did what was best practice.
Best practice.
And we continue to do what's best practice, and thus we didn't shut down. We didn't lock our lobby doors or turn victims away, even if they were COVID positive. We openly knew people were COVID positive. They would come to our facility, and then we would give assistance. We would give them exams, and then we would actually then clean and detox the building. But we never stopped. We just did best practice.
Well, that's right. You could have people come in with COVID, knowing they have COVID.
Yeah.
I see. In some places, that creates so much anxiety and everything that they couldn't cope with that. There's a lot of people that couldn't cope with that, but our first responders did it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Our hospitals did it every day. And obviously you guys did it every day.
And that's why I commend the team we have. Our team is a godsend. They're angels. As a matter of fact, they go 24/7, 365, and they'll walk out of a wedding, an anniversary, a birthday party, if they're on call, and respond. And, hey, by the way, we have a case right now. They're COVID positive, just FYI. Okay, I'll be right there.
Right.
Without a blink of an eye, I'm there. We don't have the whole full body suits. We're not doing, you know, the auction bank. We're just, how can I help you?
Now, has your staff been COVID positive themselves? Have they received COVID also? I mean, somebody must have.
We've had several members of our staff who have gone through the process.
Okay.
They're all fine.
They're all good.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just practice common sense, common hygiene, washing your hands and being clean. Life's pretty good.
Support the immune system. Yeah. You know, that's eating right. And
correct.
Few general minerals. And
sunlight,
stuff,
exercising, oxygen, you know.
Oxygen is good.
Well, and I was thinking, you know, I can't imagine if you had a child who's already been through some sort of trauma, if they showed up, they were COVID positive, and they showed up and you're in one of the full suits or whatever, that would not be comforting.
No, it's very intimidating. You go to the hospital, and that's how it is.
Uh-huh.
It's very numbing.
Well, do they do that? Do they put on the full...
In the ICU COVID unit, it's full suits and everything.
Really?
I understand, but
forced air stuff.
It's really, it takes away that feeling of being loved, supported.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we're thinking about someone who's been either sexually assaulted, molested, nearly strangled to death, and yet we have to be that loving, gentle person at that moment. We can't have that wall between us or that giant plexiglass. Hey, I know it's happened, but stay away.
Yeah,
we're gonna help you through the glass, or we're gonna help you through the TV screen. It doesn't work that way. There's just some jobs you have to touch, you have to interact,
mm-hmm.
you have to build that confidence, that trust, and that's why it's so crucial that we do best practice. That we don't stop, we don't change our ways. No matter what happens, we have to do best practice. We have to be that calming voice to assist those victims on their journey from victim to survivor to thriver. Without mm-hmm. that, the whole thing fails. It falls apart. And this community has rallied behind us, even during the pandemic. They continue to support us, they back us, because they know it's not a fun thing. And yet, they're seeing our work that's going on daily, and they're still continuing to support us on a regular basis, which we are so thankful for that.
Yeah. So, you need a bigger facility now?
As a right, people probably say yes, but we don't. I think we built that facility the last 20, 30 years when we designed it. I traveled the entire state. I traveled around the nation before I designed that building. And then it was cool because after traveling around, I asked people, what are your pros and what are your cons?
Okay.
I took all their pros, made them our pros. I took their cons and made them our pros. It was really cool because I worked with Chris Thompson, and Thompson Engineering said, hey, here's the plans, here's the design. Now put it in your system and make it approved. So they're really easy to design because it was already pre-designed, pre-fab. Here you go, Chris, this is exactly what we want. Do not change a thing.
Right.
And it made a really simple design for him just to pop it out and make it happen.
Lots of windows.
Yes, because we're not a prison.
Yeah.
And all our old buildings were like non-windows.
They were old buildings. Mm-hmm. You know, you've occupied old residential.
Yes, we in our 20-plus years, we've had some very unique facilities. And
yeah.
It's nice now to have a very gorgeous facility with windows and lights and refreshing and just ambiance versus doom and gloom.
I love the murals.
So do we. They're remarkable. And people always question, what artist? I'm like, it was actually Via Grant with the inmates. They're so talented and they're so lifelike.
Mm-hmm.
We love the mural work.
Right.
What makes it truly unique.
Ross, have you been through it? Of course. It's such an amazing place.
Yeah. No, I went through the older ones also.
Okay.
You know, when they were in the older ones, and then the new one for even opening day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was packed there when they first opened it. And of course, I go by and see Trevor occasionally.
Yeah. He comes by and picks on me.
They buzz me in, still.
They let you in, really?
He gets a pass. Like, yeah, we'll let him in.
That's right.
He's safe. He's fine.
Yeah.
I was just very impressed at how with the layout and everything of how it flows so well. It's a beautiful design.
Well, it's a mental aspect. You came in victimized. You walked through this door being a victim, and you never backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
You're always moving forward. Not only physically moving forward, but also mentally, spiritually moving forward. And then when you leave, you walk out a separate door.
Mm-hmm.
I was a victim, now I'm a survivor. I was scared, I was hopeless, now I'm empowered, I had the tools, I had the resources. And that's the whole purpose for that design of the facility. You're always moving forward.
Well, I can tell you, your best to be able to get in is a little intimidating. It's like going into the jail, you know. You have to get buzzed in, everyone's behind glass.
Well,
that's okay, but you have to for safety.
But it's still a warm lobby, though. It's still not just a dark...
No. Mm-hmm. No, it's warm. But you have to for safety and everything else, because I'm sure people show up at times that can't get in the building because it would be bad.
There's been times where we contacted law enforcement, and within 60 seconds, they're on site, because we've had unwanted visitors.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't just have free access to the building.
I mean, we practice active shooting for a reason.
Yeah.
It's not just a what if, it's... We know what we deal with. We know the purpose that we're dealing with on a regular basis because we're dealing with the victims, and we know...
Well, a lot of those victims are there because they're escaping from violence. That violence may follow them.
Correct.
You know, you know that.
And people who have trackers on their phones or in their cars without even knowing it.
Right.
It's scary. And technology is advancing so much where it's not hard to put a tracker or a tracer on a phone or on...
Of course, you're covered with cameras around the place and stuff, so, you know, you can see some stuff coming.
We have cameras, we have security, we have protocols in place to ensure that we have safety at all times.
Right. So that people can come there and feel safe.
Right.
And then you're not a hotel or a facility to keep and hold. You actually work with many other wonderful groups that you hand off to.
That is correct. That is always the biggest misconception about Amberley's Place, that we're a shelter.
No.
And no, Amberley's Place is called Amberley's after Amberley Mendoza. We're honoring her legacy, her memory. We want to keep her living on because, I mean, she was a beautiful young child who was so full of love and life. Thus, we're called Amberley's Place. But we are a crisis intervention where we respond on scene to where it took place. We bring the victim back to our facility. And we find out the story, who, what, when, and where. We gather the evidence that we see on NCIS with the special gadget cameras.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the interview on our side.
And that way they don't have to do it again for a courtroom.
Correct. And then if they need shelter, we reach out to Catholic Community Services. Catholic Community Services Safe House is the only DV shelter in Yuma County, the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for people to support, our partners, the food bank, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte White has always been great with us. And, hey, we need boxes for food. Hey, just come by the side door and we'll take care of you. We'll call, you know, Jody, hey, we need a room for this family. No problem at all. Catholic Community Service has always been wonderful for us. They've been a godsend. And we have several partners we work with, and it's through this collaboration partnership that we can do what we do. And also, but I think the cornerstone of everything is the community. Mm-hmm. Without the community, nothing or none of this would ever be possible.
Absolutely. You need a break, young lady.
And with that, we will take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Arizona Marketplace is the largest and best outdoor market in Yuma County. Looking for unique items? Arizona Marketplace is your place. It's safe, clean, even the bathrooms, shade, daily entertainment, food vendors, and RV storage. If unique is what you seek, they have everything you're looking for. Daily entertainment suitable for all ages. So round up the crew and head over to Arizona Marketplace. You just have to explore it. 3351 South Avenue 4E. Open Thursday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
When it rains, it pours, and when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PHD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
Mickey B's Cocktail Lounge has a new look because they have new ownership. Come celebrate to live entertainment and dance to your favorite oldies or country. If singing is your thing, karaoke every Monday and Wednesday, 6 p.m. till 10. Mickey B's is a supporter of our local veterans. Oh, mark an appointment on your calendar to join in. Bring a friend or the whole office. Mickey B's opens 10 a.m. daily. 12635 South Frontage Road.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 a.m. every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
Bells will be ringing.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. Only the good stuff from the chamber, although Rough Set Music this morning, I have no friends. I don't know about that
was me singing.
Okay.
You have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I just do it for that moment.
And before we get back to Amberly's place, I do have a few announcements from the chamber. Our last event of the year is today at First Bank Yuma, as Trevor had mentioned earlier in the show. But, of course, January, we're kicking things off again. On January 13th, we'll have our first Good Morning Yuma of 2022. Our guest speaker will be from the Sheriff's Office, and they'll be giving us an update there. We will also be doing the annual Sheriff's Awards there, so please join us for that. January 19th, we'll be having our member mixer at the Crest, so that should be super fun. Love heading up to the Crest. And January 21st, we'll be having our first educational session of the year. We'll be doing a lunch and learn, how to turn disruption into positive opportunity. Trevor, sounds like you might be an expert at that already.
Did you hear that, Russ?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
How to turn disruption
to positive.
Positive. There we go. On January 28th, will be our annual dinner, and that is where we are doing the chance auction with over 100 raffle prizes. So I hope you'll join us for that. And then, as we announced earlier, on February 17th, Governor Ducey will be in town for the State of the State brunch, and we'll be doing his State of the State address at Pivot Point on February 17th. So We're taking the holidays at the chamber. We'll actually be closed starting tomorrow until January 3rd to allow our staff time to.
What?
I know. Yeah.
I'm jealous. Like, what?
That
what?
Kind of,
what?
You know?
I want to be closed.
I know.
you're too essential.
We are taking a break in order to regroup for all these events coming up in January. But let's get back to our show. We have Ross Clark, of course. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Trevor Umfress from Amberley's Place.
Good morning.
And Trevor, no, you guys can't close. But unfortunately, the issues that you deal with don't take a break over the holidays.
No, it's not fair. I just want to...
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Just give us like a coffee break, maybe a lunch break.
I just wish it would take a permanent break.
You know what? That's always been my goal. Like, let's teach enough prevention. Let's do it. Let's address the adverse childhood experiences. Let's create positive childhood experiences for these children so that when they become adults, they're reared correctly. And let's apply the protective factors. And then we're going to have an awesome community. And yet we're doing that. We're teaching. We're training that.
Right.
But unfortunately, we're still not out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be fired because, hey, you're no longer needed. We're closing the doors down. That would be awesome. That's a dream.
That's what I always thought, you know, having run nonprofits for over 20 years, I always thought, well, it's kind of interesting that people who run nonprofits, if you succeed in your mission, you're out of a job.
Yeah.
But it's an awesome thing if you were.
Correct. And I would like nothing more to move on to greener pastures and find something that's not dealing with trauma and victims. But for now, it's my passion, my desire, and I don't see myself running elsewhere because I love the team I work with, and it's a joy to be with my work family on a regular basis and just do good on a regular basis. Yeah.
So, Trevor, I actually don't know the story of Amberley's Place, like how it started. So you mentioned it's named after Amberley, which I...
Correct.
Figured.
So there was a young sweet child, a young adolescent age, who was found, unfortunately, raped and murdered at a young age. And to this day, it's still an unsolved case. We're hoping that because of modern technology and with time, that we will be able to solve this. And we've had a great team of detectives over the years who have been solving cold cases nonstop. So we know that there is hope and there's a future for that to get that solved. But as of right now, we haven't made that. We reached out to Veronica and to Jose, her parents, and we saw what they went through. There was no place for them to make the report, no place for them to receive assistance, guidance, to walk them through the process. Because the legal process is very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to take on. And there was no Amberley's Place, no place to receive that assistance, no victim advocates to be their voice in court. And anything else, and it was traumatizing. And because of that, we wanted to make sure that never happens again, that families are treated with love, kindness, and respect, but on top of that, that these children's legacy lives on for the positive things. And for that reason, we've honored her name with our center. We've been open. We've always had events that their family has partaken in. Our galas they're at, Weekend Paradise events they're at, almost every fundraiser event we have, or just a what if event. The Mendoza family's always been with us at these events. And it's been nice to have that collaboration. We're looking forward to the day where we actually can say, hey, we received news from our detectives. We saw this. It's been resolved, and we can now file this away and have closure. Technology's been advancing tenfold, so we know that it will happen. We're just hoping it happens here sooner than later.
I can't even imagine the trauma that they... in not having a place like Amberley's Place.
Correct, or not. And you think, oh, it's just the legal system. It's simple, easy to understand. No, it's very overwhelming. And for that reason, it's so crucial that we have those individuals who are educated, who are well-versed. And our multidisciplinary team, they want to help these victims. And they specialize in each other's field. So it makes it easy for us to respond. And we may not know the answer, but I guarantee you someone within our circle knows the answer. And that's what's so nice. When we're at Amberley's Place, all the professionals get together. It's kind of like being at Mayo Clinic. You have all the specialists there. We don't know the answers. We bring one person in. Hey, come over here real fast. Bam. Hey, we need assistance with this. There they are. Which makes it empowering for those individuals.
And those individuals, you'll also have law enforcement. I mean, outside the Amberley's staff.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, we work in law enforcement, prosecutors, physicians, doctors, saints, mental health therapy. We work with everybody. Because it takes this whole team to make it possible to make it happen where we can assist these individuals. We may be a cool staff, a mighty staff of 10, but we can't do it all. It's with our partners that make this possible and feasible for us to get back.
You only have 10.
We're only 10.
Not even a big Christmas party.
No.
No.
It's not, but we all wear probably 10 hats, though.
Yeah.
10
or
of
more?
Us. Yeah, we all wear 10 plus hats, but we make it happen for matters more.
So, you know, you guys have a great team and you support each other, but for people in the community, we want to support you. And it's getting to be the end of the year, and I'm starting to think about where my donations are going to go for tax season. If we donate to Amberley's Place, if we donate cash to Amberley's Place, we get a credit on our taxes, correct?
That is correct. There is a tax checkoff campaign with the charitable donation tax, where it does not compete with private schools, public school donations, or the adoption. Basically, if you want to give, why not choose where your money goes versus pay the tax then? Choose where it goes. So not only give the gift to a wonderful nonprofit, but in return, receive a tax credit. Claim it on your taxes, very simple. Just, yes, I donated to the agency, they qualify, and then bada bing, bada boom, you get a credit versus...
It's not a deduction, it's a credit.
It's a credit. So why pay the tax then? Why not receive benefits? And I'm all about keeping money local and supporting those and keeping it here. And I much rather donate. And thus, there's several nonprofits even I support annually. People think, oh, he must only support Amberley's Place. I do, but every year, I reach out to Kirsten Shepherd. Hey, what about Kids Cuddle Closet? What's going on? And we always donate to them, and we always have my kids. That's our annual project. My whole family goes there every year and helps make the bags and all that for those children. Because there's so many great nonprofits here. I love supporting them all. Or we go to their galas or their events where we buy tables and we support them. We buy things at the auction because we all have to help out one another. We can't do this alone.
Well, I just going back to that, I just realized that a lot of people didn't realize that it's a tax credit and not a tax deduction. And literally every year, I take advantage of that. You know, as a married couple, we can do $800.
Yes.
And so I know that last year, $400 of mine went to Amberley's Place and $400 went to Crossroads Mission, just because that's where I chose.
Mm-hmm.
But then literally I got it back dollar for dollar on my taxes. So to me, I just kind of looked at it as almost like a loan.
Yeah, because you get a credit dollar for dollar on your state, and you get a deduction on your federal. So it's a double win. You get a deduction for your federal, dollar for dollar credit on your state. We're all paying the taxes, so why not just maximize and then get the money back at the end?
Speaking of which, and I'm sure you saw this, is that now you don't have to itemize to take the nonprofit deduction for this year, at least temporarily.
Yes, click, boom.
And so now you don't have to, you know, a lot of people weren't able to take advantage, especially once they raised that standard deduction. It was no longer feasible to itemize. But now it doesn't matter. You can still take the deduction whether you itemize or not.
And that's why I highly recommend find a local nonprofit that you believe in their mission. Or if you want to maximize your $800 if you're a married couple, then find those four, five, six, or eight agencies that you love. And then as long as they qualify for it, then donate to them. And then ask other people, hey, I did this, I want you to match me, or I want you to do the same. You choose your own organization, but please pay it forward and give back to those in need. We're not asking for everybody to choose us, but we are asking for a community to support the nonprofits. Without these nonprofits, our local government, our county government, it's not feasible for them to do what we do.
Right.
And that's why it's so crucial that we all collaborate and work together and just ensure that our community has the resources that they need.
And, yeah, I mean, and Yuma's so great about, I mean, that's one of the things I loved about moving to Yuma a year ago, is we have an amazing community that it is a community. It's very supportive, and I'm sure you've seen that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Amberley's Place is just one of many amazing places, but even you said that you work with multiple, you talked about Catholic Community Services and...
Crosses Mission, the food bank, I mean, we're... On a regular basis, the food bank and customer services safe house, so we're always collaborating with those too. And then we also have local corporations that are always helping us out. And I mean, it all comes back to why we do these fun events like the $1 million shootout. It's just that way, not only help raise the awareness, but also help generate the funds to help those victims in their time of need.
course. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
We all have great loves of our lives. Our family, our friends, our community. If you're wondering how you can care for all the great loves of your life through your estate plan, contact the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma. We'll show you how you can leave a legacy for your community while also remembering your family and your friends. I'm Veronica Shore, Regional Director at ACF of Yuma. To learn more about how to give where you live, call me at 928-539-5343 or visit azfoundation.org/yuma. That's azfoundation.org/yuma.
Arizona runs on affordable energy produced right here at home. But as prices on everything rise, politicians in D.C. want to increase the cost of American-made energy. That means we may have to rely on energy from foreign producers instead of here in America, potentially making it more expensive to live here in Arizona. Tell Senator Kelly, don't tax American energy producers because affordable, reliable solutions are made in America, paid for by energy citizens.
Do you hear what I hear? I hear new Fords are revving and people craving the new fall lineup of trucks. Bronco, Maverick, Raptor, Super Duty, Ranger, Explorer, Expedition, Escape. They're all here at Alexander Ford with seasonal savings and interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months. Want mobile service? We will come to you. Ho, ho, ho. We'll waive the convenience fee through January 2nd. How about some new tires, battery, or brakes for Christmas? Take 10% off and use your Ford Pass Rewards points to make that trip to Grandma's house a good one. Voted Yuma's best new car dealer in 2020. Please vote for us again this year. Bill Alexander Ford. Difference you can count on.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Only the good stuff from the Chamber. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you better now?
I got through the Grinch.
You got through the Grinch. And we have Trevor Umfris from Amberley Place. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And all this holiday music, of course, let's get back to, all the positive things that Amberley Place does, but all the fun things that Amberley Place does to support those. And so talk a little bit again about the $1 million shootout coming up.
So next week, grab your golf clubs, dust them off, come have some fun. $10 for 12 balls, for a bucket of balls, and then we take 4 qualifiers per day that will go to the main event for the $1 million hole-in-one shootout. So next Monday through Thursday, go out to Desert Hills Par 3 Driving Range Golf Course on the corner of Avenue A and 36th Street. Pay $10, have some fun, support a great nonprofit, and enjoy some nice air. Or if your house has been filled with guests and you want a break, send them. Send them to us, have them come play with us, have some fun. Get them out of the house. Maybe get you a chance to clean the house or just enjoy a glass of wine in quiet and peace. Whatever it is, come out and help us out. And then on the 31st itself, 3 p.m., at Desert Hills Championship Golf Course on hole number 9, we will have our $1 million hole-in-one shootout. With 25 contestants, we'll try to sink a hole-in-one to win their $1 million annuity. We will also have some little side games going on, some side betting on first, second, third place for show with regards to who's going to be our top finishers. There's going to be music, some fun. And this is all thanks to Alexander Ford Lincoln and also Drew over at Desert Hills Golf Course that makes this possible. So Everett has been great to us at Ford. He's always been a great supporter of Amberley's Place and this event. And this whole event's been kind of a thought process. Jeff Bird, who's a board member. And that's the reason why we will be at First Take Unit tonight for the mixer, just promoting this. And then if you go to the mixer, you have a chance of winning a ticket for the shootout. If you're not a golfer, that's fine. Find a loved one, find a friend or a colleague, as long as not a pro, and make them partake, and they automatically make it to the shootout itself.
Yeah, I've just been announcing that at all the chamber events. By the way, come to our mixer because you have a chance to win it right at when I can't even talk this morning. Goodness. Win entry right into the final round. You don't have to qualify.
Yeah, which is pretty it's pretty nice. I mean, you have 1 in 25 chance of your ball getting in there. So you just got to hit the ball and make it happen. There's, like I said, I think 50% of it's having the proper game and knowing what to do, and the other 50% is just lady luck. So hopefully lady luck's on the side that day.
So is there anything, are there consolation prizes if you don't get a hole-in-one? Is there anybody, do you do closest to the pin again on the shootout?
Oh, yeah, of course. The consolation is you had a good time.
Yeah.
My consolation would be is that I helped out Amberly's place.
No,
but
we do also have some prizes for those top qualifiers and all that, and also some thank you gifts for all those who made it possible, who came out and stuff. So there will also be those as well. But hopefully we could be screaming, dancing up and down with joy because someone's going to finally drop it in there. Every year, a few people every year with this company that we insure with always have winners, so we're hoping that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make Yuma this time. Let's actually bring in Yuma with a nice little $1 million.
Which would be amazing. I've been, I've run golf tournaments for a long time, and I've actually had people win our hole-in-one contest before, and it's really exciting. I don't envy the paperwork afterwards, but it's super exciting.
Well, yeah, plus you have to have X amount of cameras on site, plus you have to have a golf pro on site. I'm like, why do I need three cameras? It seems like overkill. Just one camera. You see the golfer, you see the ball coming, there's the hole. No, I need three angles. I'm like, okay.
And fingers crossed that they don't cut out because they have to continue it.
And plus the golf pro has to be on site, plus this. It's like, that's just, I thought it was like an honor system, apparently it comes to $1 million.
No.
What's honor?
It's just trust but verify.
I don't think people realize that there is a lot of work that goes into something like this.
You know, my motto's always been, if someone's willing to cheat and lie at golf, then what are they not willing to cheat and lie at?
Yeah.
So, if you got a bogey, own it. You got a bogey. You didn't make it, just own it. And if you're willing to scratch that number and change it, then what are you not willing to scratch and change in life? And that's kind of what my father was very big about integrity. You keep that, son. You came in this role with it. You better leave with it.
We all played with those guys.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Yeah. I'm going to leave at that. You're like, you've already had like a handle of alcohol. There's no way you're doing that. But hey, whatever you say, boss, I'm glad you got that erased. Did you enjoy?
Yeah, when you play with the boss, you're supposed to let the boss win, right?
No.
Or the customer.
No. That's not me.
That's okay.
It's hard to come to play and you play hard.
Well, and I already have questions. So is Week in Paradise. I'm like, that was so fun at Wayland's Water World last year. So are you starting to look forward to that at this point?
Yes, we've already reached out to Wayland's Water World. We will be doing Week in Paradise once again. We're going to try to have it earlier in the morning, like a 10 a.m. event. That way, come on out 10 in the morning, then from there, enjoy the water park all day long for everybody else. We have that coming up. We'll have 10 amazing raffle prizes once again, like we always do. On February 4th, we have our Amberly's Dream Gala event, and we have Nick Vojicic, who will be our special guest speaker. If you don't know who he is, feel free to Google or YouTube him. And it's really hard not to know who he is because he's everywhere, especially right now with what he's doing.
I don't know who he is.
It's okay. We don't know who you are.
Okay.
nothing but love for you, Russ.
I'm like, Trevor, I need you in here every week.
So we actually met Nick Vojicic probably about a year and a half ago. He came down to see the border. Human trafficking, that's one of his agencies he works with, a nonprofit, on human trafficking, smuggling, and so forth. And he came down, did a tour, and then thanks to Jonathan Lyons, and he came over and took a tour of Amber's place. And then we now talk all the time. And he actually wants us to help him in Texas to make family advocacy centers in Texas. That way, there's a one-stop shop for all forms of victims. Right now, Texas only has child advocacy centers. And the weird thing is that if they need an exam, they actually leave the center and they go to the hospital in rush hour traffic via ambulance with lights on. It's awkward.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, we need to make this here and bring this to my state, Texas. And he's also a great inspirational keynote speaker. I mean, he has no arms, no limbs, and yet he's passionate, and he continues to fight the fight, and he doesn't let anything hinder his progress. And yet, the life he's lived, he has reason to be depressed. He has reason to, yes, there's been these trials, these afflictions, but yet he sees it as just opportunities to make lemonade out of those lemons. And he's inspirational. And so we're fortunate to have him for our event. He will be at our gala. We already have Governor Ducey and First Lady Ducey who are going to be at our event. Mm-hmm. We have several congressional members who will also be there
mm-hmm.
at the event. Amberley's Dream Gala is always a very fun event. It's always a lively event with great auction items, silent auction items, and just for great purpose, to raise mm-hmm. funds for those that you serve on a regular basis.
Are sponsorships and tickets already available?
Those will be going out here. We sent out things today. Those will be going out next week. Our packages for those. We plan on recognizing several of our key members, our judges, our law enforcement partners, and our other nonprofits. So they will just kind of get a pass. And here's a table for your team, because
mm-hmm.
we believe you that much. And then we'll have sponsorships available as well for those who want to sponsor and be there and enjoy the night and mingle and be amongst some influential individuals.
And then after that, Week in Paradise, anything else coming up?
When don't we have something coming up?
we'll have
another motorcycle run.
Oh.
We did that last year thanks to Darren McTyson and his group. They put on our annual motorcycle. They put on the first annual last year. We're going to do another one this year for child abuse awareness. We have our annual golf tournament. We have for the kids golf tournament at Desert Hills. We do that. We kick it off in March, first of April. We have that golf tournament. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So the whole month of January, we'll be doing a bunch of educational on human trafficking, what's going on, signs, symptoms. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we do pinwheel gardens,
mm-hmm.
billboards and all that with kids, outreach prevention with children, and across the entire Yuma County, passing that summit to families everywhere, the tribes. June's Elder Abuse Awareness Month, so we have events going on then. That's also the same time as Week in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically always something going on where it's just nonstop go, 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 and then we push the tax checkoff campaign until April 15th because, hey, pay now, pay later. Choose which year you want to apply it to.
Right.
So there's always something.
Yeah, you haven't heard happening. From Fisher's Landing? Are they going to go back to doing the Rip Cook? Or the?
Actually, I talked to Peggy and them. They are not going to have that this year again.
Okay.
Mainly it's staff. It's having the staff on hand to do it.
They've been so busy. They have been overwhelmed. Everybody's
correct.
Been going to outdoors. And Fisher's Landing has been packed
but
every
they don't,
day.
They need more staff. So that's the problem.
No, they don't have
people.
Enough people to run it.
Yeah.
I know. They don't. Okay.
We're partnering with the Yuma JCs, Silver Spur Rodeo, in February. They'll have the rodeo going on. We'll do the Man Up Crusade
mm-hmm.
during that for DV awareness. We'll also have our booth there. And plus, we ourselves are also helping sponsor the rodeo. So you'll see our commercials going on there, plus the rodeo float. So there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I got a vacation. The question is, when do you take your vacation? Because
mm-hmm.
you have Week in Paradise, you have the gala, you have this, you have Child Awareness Month. That's your question. When do you do self-care?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Usually that's when I wake up at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the gym at 3:30, and then I have my self-care, and then that's about it.
And like I said, and what you guys do, it's nonstop. It never sleeps. So you're trying to plan all these events to fundraise and bring awareness to the issues at the same time as you're trying to help people. It's a lot. There's a lot on your shoulders.
And yet, find time for your wife and your kids. And you're
mm-hmm.
like, I have a life. You're right. I have a family. Oh, dang it. I better get back to that. Yeah.
You do have a life.
It's called work.
I'm learning just to bring my husband with to work. That's I'm not sure how your wife would feel about that.
No, she's been good for a long time, and she likes to have a break. So she's like, no, you go to your thing. You go there. You go. I'm like, okay. Well, the offer's always there. There's a ticket if you want to come. No, I'm good. I'm like, okay.
She's sending you with the golf club to the shootout next week.
Yeah, you go. I'm out of here. Okay, babe. Love you.
Well, with that, that's all the time we have this morning. I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. We will see you again next week. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
from the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News Talk 560 KVLU, Yuma.